Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for doing that. We got a great lineup to you for all of you today, both 2 hours of this. This is how does it get any better than this, as some of my friends would say. And it is a great way to really look and begin the day. I am so thrilled. I've got two amazing producers joining me here today. Edvin is at the helm of our network, Transformation Talk Radio, making sure the live stream and stuff is going out. And then Benny and I have been together longer than I can even imagine. I thought about this the other day and I'm thinking to myself, ooh, we got to have a party in a couple of years, Benny.
We have a party every day.
We got to be getting it. We do have a party every day.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating is, you know, I was getting ready to the show with Kimberly Meredith today, the author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. And I was looking at sort of the history because we're getting ready to announce a few things and do some really cool stuff. And I went back, and as I'm reading her book, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing, and I was thinking about us, Benny, as I'm creating like little video vignettes of stuff of us, like pictures of me and you, and then like table tennis pictures. And I was really struck by how much healing I've done 18 years in this venue, not having a clue about what the heck I was doing. And I was thinking about you and our journey together. And what I loved was how much I've learned about myself in this journey. And how much more I have to learn. And so today, as we get to have a conversation about healing, and believe me, this is something very near and dear to me, because 6 months after dialing a wrong phone number and ending up buying airtime and looking where I was 18 months ago, I started to doubt myself. And the mystery disease showed up. Now, I know that now and looking back, but I didn't know it when we were doing it. But what happens when you are in that space where you have to really call upon what you don't see, maybe what you have a sense of? But what if you learned, especially learned from, you know, my very special guest today, what if you could learn about some of the things we're talking about? You know, if you could look at what a medical medium and healer is, as Kimberly is, you know, if you could look at what the abilities are that she brings forward, if you could take a look at how to improve your life, how to bring in the divine Christ consciousness, to bring that in, if you could really have a sense of that, how might your entire perspective on life change? How might your life change? And so for me, it's really an honor and a privilege to have her on the show, because when we start to think about, you know, the medical intuitive and her show, the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, when we start to think about these things, does it call you to action? Does it make you wonder? Do you wonder if there's a dimension out there that you're tapping into? I want to say this. Anybody that watched the Olympics last night and watched Dressler take the gold in a race that a lot of people think he didn't have a chance, and you saw this man, this young man, this moment where he connected with millions of people around the world, and you saw the energy of who he was and the tears in his eyes, you had to know you were experiencing a moment of oneness. Today, let's awaken to the fifth dimension with my very special guest, Kimberly Meredith. Kimberly, thank you. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. And more importantly, let me please acknowledge you for what you're doing in the world. you know, I'm not kidding about the mystery disease. And I carried that disease with me for 10 years. And, you know, what I want to say is that you are out in the world and you are enabling all of us to tap in and understand something that is so powerful. And you're sharing your story and you're encouraging us in so many ways. What in your world, Kimberly, this is a question I've been asking people for 18 years. What in your world, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles, Kimberly, that you have personally had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
I've had a lot of obstacles. I mean, from the time of growing up with dyslexia, eyes that were blinking as a kid, my mother, who was an alcoholic, had lots of different types of issues. Growing up in the book you will read,
yep,
tumultuous childhood, two near-death experiences. The near-death experiences were profound, left me in a wheelchair, and took, I think it was almost 2.5 years to recover from the NDEs. It wasn't like I just snapped right out from the near-death experiences and jumped out of my wheelchair and started living a normal life. After the second NDE, I was, as I started learning to embrace my gifts, and in the chapter, one of the chapters called The Reappearance of My Blinking Eyes, I, over several months, had to accept the eyes that were blinking that I had when I was little were bringing me back to source, the energy of the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and coming to the grips of that, that's who I really was a medium, which I didn't really know that as a kid. I knew I was different, and I knew I had some sort of connection to God through my eyes and blinking, and I knew I had paranormal experiences when I was little, but I didn't know that I was going to be who I am right now. The difference between understanding that, like you're saying about the athlete, is that now that I know 100% who I am, which is a source of communication with the other side, a medical intuitive and healer, is that the negative energy is very predominant, always has been since we came into the world. And the positive energy, which is the holy experience of God, love, light, source, is very much here and ready for us to embrace the miracles through me, through you, through all of us, if we're ready to experience that.
You know, I was really struck. And you, do you mind if I read from your book?
Sure.
Okay. You and I could have long conversations about our childhood. You know, put us together, we would be the blinking, stuttering duo. Can you imagine that show? And, you know, I have had always had a hard time talking about, you know, I've talked recently, you could hear me stutter now a little bit, but I've talked recently about growing up stuttering, because first of all, you know, we've seen it in the media with Biden and other people. But there's such a gift in it. And in your book, you talk about the gifts. And that's why I want to go to this for a minute, because this is like, I'm going to create a poster of this in the book, right? I can't wait to get your permission to blow it up. Can I read it? Here it is. Benny, you ready for it? God is energy. God is love. We all have the ability to tap into this energy, manifest it, and receive it in our bodies. It is through the energy of love and light that the body can heal. And you go on and you talk about that. You talk about what it means to receive God's love. And I'm struck by it because when you are people like you and like me, and we've been, I don't know, what do we want to call it? Not very well in our bodies. You know, our bodies not working the way we want. We don't understand it. There's a place we get to go. I want to ask you, tell us about this place from your experience. Tell us about the connection to this place. This connection with God is everything. God is love. God is energy.
Yeah. So particularly when I came home from the hospital in the wheelchair and the massive amount of pain from my brain having a concussion, and I had a choice whether to stay on all their medication or to give it up or have surgeries and stay on the medication or reach the point of just getting rid of all the medications and staying on this journey of the blinking eyes started happening and what I was going to do. I decided to just get rid of the medications and tap into the source of the omnipresent and understand how to just release and let the energy of the Holy One come through my body. And I deal with a lot of clients too that are the worst case scenarios of cancer, MS, Parkinson's, and that have an enormous amount of pain. And by understanding that, turning it all over to the highest energy, which is the energy of love, is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And numbing it out with the Holy Spirit and having this awakening. So what happened to me is that I chose to do that. And what happened is that's when my gifts fully awakened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not saying that everybody has to not go to something for maybe if you do need some sort of medication. I'm not against that. And you do need to do that. But I feel like you have to put all your life and soul into making a decision. You can't be half in and half out with the energy of source. You have to fully dive in and say, I am 100% in all the way. We're in the world right now we're in, which is a third dimensional world.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision to say, I am going to go all the way in with the energy. And if you don't believe in God, at least believe in yourself and believe in that you have the power to be healed and believe in the highest dimensional frequency, which is the miraculous omnipresent.
Yeah. I love this conversation because we've been talking about are you all in or you're not. And I did a reflection not too long ago about one of my mentors and one of my training. You know, God is either everything or God is not. God either is or God isn't. What will I choose? And that's a mantra that's part of my training and part of what I had to learn. Because even in this time we're living in, it seems like it's confusing. But the way you just described it makes it perfectly clear we can choose. And it's one or the other.
Yeah, I don't know how far you got or you read the whole book, but in the
I read the whole book.
Yeah, I have a lot of miracle healings, the little girl, the man from New York, the 9/11. These are real stories. These are people, and I have hundreds, thousands of people that I have witnessed, how I've been healed, documented. Like, this is real. And people will eventually, not just me, I can't teach the blinking eyes and the scanning that I do, but many people were moving into the ascension will be healing themselves and doing this. And many are doing it already. And I have this practice where daily people come in and are the psychic surgery I do and the healings. Mm-hmm. This is just daily life for me that I see people being healed every day that come in and around me. And I do it through Skype too.
Yeah. And, you know, so people can, first of all, I want to make sure everybody knows that, and thank you to Sarah Scarlett, who, you know, has been our friend for close to two decades and, you know, is enabling us to have this conversation with you. Those folks are amazing. But I also want to say that for those of you out there, you can go to thehealingtrilogy.com. Kimberly Wright, thehealingtrilogy.com. But more importantly, you know, this is what I love. You know, this is where, look, we're having a short show today and a conversation. And I'm trying to capture everything in this fantastic book, including the recipes in the back. Okay, just saying. But one of the things I want you all to know is go to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, right? If you go to Kimberly's website, you're going to be able to connect with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and go to the radio show. Because you see, let me tell you about this. Let me ask you about this. Okay. You know, there's not only, I read your book twice. First time I have sort of the, we're learning different. That's what they call us now. We used to be disabled, but we're not that anymore. They call us learning different. So maybe we've elevated ourselves because we got a little bit of learning things. Mine is a form of dyslexia where I see the words in pictures. So I never see the words. Can you imagine what it's like to try to write in a GRE exam when you don't, when you can't, when they ask you a question, you see the words and then you start drawing pictures to answer. You don't pass it. You don't get good grades in a GRE. But what you, right? You're, seriously, right?
It's a lot, right? A book.
Yeah. And what we realize is there's something else about us, though, that brings us forward. I want to talk now about the fifth dimension. I really want to jump to that. I don't know and can't explain how I went from my cells not working in my body to them working again. But I started a radio show 18 years ago by accident. I dialed the wrong phone number. The show wasn't even called this. And then I started to talk to people that I never thought I could talk to. And I'm a student even today. I'm a student reading your book. How do we help people? Because I'm all in. I'm never going to stop doing positive radio. And, you know, we created a positive network in a television venue. I'm never going to stop that because that is something that I know that I'm called to do. But how do we move from that language of that to a connection that takes us to a place so that we can heal globally? How do we get to that place for people listening that are saying, I want what Kimberly has?
Well, I think everybody has a choice to enhance their own frequency daily. And also, helping people is first helping yourself and to serve others. And by helping yourself is first using a daily practice of meditating, eating well, and learning that you absolutely have to serve others. So in my book, there's many things to teach you about consciously. Number one is to, like I said, raise your own consciousness, because our bodies are full of consciousness that's not always your own consciousness. So like you said, you wound up on your show, but that was not an accident. You were guided by spirit. Something in you guided you by your higher consciousness, and you took the action. So when we are fearless, we are taking the action of the Holy Spirit. When we're afraid, we're being held back by the negative. When we go to action, we are being guided by love. When we're stuck in the negative, we are being guided by the fear. So what's important to understand right now more than ever is that we need to move forward in our awakening so we can heal our world. And by healing our world, in the book, we talk a lot about water, global warming.
Yeah.
And our bodies, how our bodies can heal and move forward is by taking action to be as pure with our, not only our our healing in our life consciously by what we eat and drink, but by spiritually boosting our bodies also by the people we have around us who love us and how we speak and respect each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a show at 4 o'clock on Thursdays. In addition to this, it's called The Psychic and the Doc, and I'm not the psychic, I'm the doc part. Mark Anthony is the psychic. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today is exactly this. You know, I am struck by a couple of things in the world. My nature is I'm a pop culture girl. So people, when I say that and they look at me, they're like, no, how could you be that? How could you have a network called Transformation Talk Radio? And like, what? Are you watching Black Widow? Yes, I watched that. But I'm going to be talking tonight about something. And I'm going to be talking about Simone Biles, but I'm going to have a bigger conversation about what you just said. What you just said about surrounding ourselves with supportive people and people we love and being in that space, I think is one of the greatest blessings we can have in this world. And well, yet it's hard for people to do.
I don't think it's hard. I think it's understanding that there are third dimensional energies and there's fifth dimensional energies. And when you understand the difference between third dimension and fifth dimension, then you can't take your energies, your third dimensional energy and keep, you know, you understand with you understand with 3D conscious is and fifth dimensional conscious is. So when you understand that, and I teach you that in the book, then it's very easy to understand. 3D is fear, worry, anger. The fifth dimension is love, joy, abundance, gentle harmony. And so we don't judge anybody. We don't want to be hurtful, but you can't take all of the third dimensional energy with you. The 3D is depopulating. So if you are in a relationship with somebody that's third dimensional, and in the book I talk about third dimensional relationships, how they can't evolve really in your life. And so if you're having a healing or you're doing a healing with someone in 3D, and they're in a fifth dimensional energy, and they get in that fifth dimensional energy, then it can be very, exhilarating and miraculous, and it can stay. If they happen to go back down into 3D, it can still stay. If you're praying and you're meditating every day, if you're in a sexual relationship in a 3D relationship, there's nowhere really to go. If you take your 3D relationship, so someone's in a 3D and a 5D relationship, a person's 5D and the other person's 3D, and you're in a romantic relationship, can that work? People ask me. No, not really. So, but you can help that relationship. You can move it. Many of my clients move their relationship into a very good growth right now. And they are moving, helping them grow into a very prosperous relationship. Because what's happening is people are moving into the ascension and the awakening. So to answer the question, if you're diagnosed with a disease and you want to be healed, you can shift into the fifth dimension right now very quickly. People are healing faster than ever right now.
Yeah.
Even though all this sickness is being plagued in this world right now as we speak, the plastic, the pollution, the organic is not organic. All this is happening. The knowledge that is coming out and all of this information for us is happening at the same time. I have seen in the last year so much improvement in people's health. It's amazing.
What I love about this is, and you talk about this in the book, and I loved it because you spell it out. I was just looking at this, and I came in this morning and I had a chat with my team after reading your book, because I realized that, you know, there are some things that all of us can change, me too. And I read this: third dimensional relationships are self-esteem busters. Fifth dimensional relationships generate self-esteem. And as I went on to read this, you know, what it leads me to is talking about this when we come back for break. I know this is a shorter interview, but I want to talk with you about the understanding of fifth dimensional consciousness. Because sometimes when people hear us talk about this, they think, I'm never going to get it. But the way you describe it, and I want to read this before we go to break, talk about it when we come back. You know, the way you describe it in the book is around miracles. And I just love this. I love this conversation. One way it will demonstrate itself is through your gifts that you feel compelled to share with the world. You begin to feel confident, strengthened with an interest in self-care and a feeling of personal possibility. We're going to take a short break when we come back.
Okay.
We're going to tap into that with you, Kimberly, because the way you've written this book is you've really created an invitation for people, regardless of what they're going through, regardless of who you are, regardless of what your, you know, SES relationship or your income is or what you're doing in the world. But you've opened up a door for people to look at this and say, this is it. You can feel strengthened. You can feel confident. You can feel connected. And you could be on a soul path. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more about that. For those of you out there, please go ahead and get a copy of the book. You can find out about Kimberly in a lot of ways. Go to thehealingtrilogy.com, that website. And when you go there, there's a lot of information. How you can book an appointment. You could talk about the Angel Club, videos, you know, the media, her show, services, everything there. But you can also go to Facebook as well. And when you go to Facebook, what you're going to be able to see is Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, what it is. And, you know, it's easy. Kimberly Meredith 11, my number. Thank you. And when you go there, this is what you're going to be able to find. You know, join in on the conversation. Because if you're not in on the conversation, it's hard to be in on the energy. And don't you want to be around people that love you? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Awaken to the fifth dimension. I love this. You know, many years ago, you know, we did many interviews with Norm Shealy, Dr. Norm Shealy, and, you know, he wrote the foreword in the book. But more importantly, when you go and take a look at, you know, Kimberly and what she's doing, you go to thehealingtrilogy.com, what you're going to find is, you know, the body of work that she does, I wish we would come back and do another show and do, and here's what we're doing. We're doing something really interesting moving forward. We're actually bringing you on as an audience on our Zoom so that we can have interactive healing and interactive calls. We're going to be doing that. Our first show of doing that is in 2 weeks. Because I want people to experience the gifts, to really feel it and see it. So we created this workaround technology to do it. But when people go to your website, they're going to be able to not just learn about you or removing tumors or restoring hearing, but they're going to also see the research, you know, the energetic power of what you're doing. And that's why I wanted to jump to talk about understanding this fifth dimensional consciousness from your perspective. Certainly in the book, brilliant book, you know, brilliant the way you really talk about the humanness of us. Tell us from your experience and some of the stories in the book what we can expect as we move towards the fifth dimension.
I think how I explain it is that people are going to have a deeper understanding of their own body. They'll start to notice when they get hits on their own physical issues, that they won't ignore them when they are starting to feel. Their intuitive abilities will heighten. So if they're feeling sick, or they're feeling emotions, or they're feeling more connected to the other side. I'm noticing even now when my clients come in and they say stuff to me, like they're having this or that. And when I scan somebody, when I wave my hand across the body and my eyes blink, I'm connected to people's bodies and I'll do the scanning. And they'll say, oh yeah, I did have that, or I did have that, or this did happen to me. They'll say, I did get that hit. My doctor didn't know it, but I felt it. And then I'll find it on them. They'll go back and they'll get an MRI or a CAT scan and they'll say, you were right. I feel as they, we get closer and closer, because we are already are emerging into the highest conscious frequency. And the more people emerge into this, faster people will start to get their own hits on what is happening to them. And they also will be able to experience their own DNA activating to this and have more awakenings, more Kundalini awakening in their body, without taking any sort of psychedelics to make that happen. I know people do take psychedelics to do that, but I don't feel you need to do that. You can have an awakening on your own through Christ consciousness. The Christ consciousness on the planet now is so, it's vibrating so high, and that's what pulls us sometimes to the opposite direction.
As we move forward, we've seen a lot of changes. We've seen a lot of things in the world. You know, we've seen energetic shifts that we just can't put our finger on. I mean, you know, there's a lot of conversations, Kimberly, about, you know, we can't go back to the old normal. And yet people want to call this a new normal. And I'm not sure that this normal is not even the, I don't even understand the word normal. I think it puts us in a box. Can you talk about, you know, the shifting energy that you felt, that you see going on right now, which is really an invitation to a whole new paradigm for people?
Well, it's interesting because I've been seeing things shift since I had my near-death experience, and it's just getting faster and faster. I can only speak for my own self because I only know from my own eyes that things for me seem like they're getting better. And I know for everybody else, they seem like they're getting worse. But I feel like for me and some of my own clients, and because I do my work, I go to expos, I've never shut my office down. If you're talking about COVID.
Right. Me either. We didn't shut down either.
Yeah. I can only say that when we take a responsibility for our own consciousness and we raise our own consciousness every day, and we take ourselves to understanding that we can keep growing, and it's absolutely necessary right now with our health, our consciousness, and daily practice every day, and serving others and doing something to help others, then we keep moving and ascend, and the ascension process is growing. And so when you ask me the question about what's going to happen, I think you were trying to formulate that to me. I feel like we have 10 years to clean this up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my question. Yeah. And as we look at these 10 years, you know, look, there's a quote from Einstein. I just love it. I never understood it till recently, but I think he's talking about dimensions. When he says you can't solve the problem at the level it was created. I mean, think about it. You know, I do believe he was really talking dimensionally. I believe he was talking about the fact that, you know, this is the dimension it was created in, but you're not going to solve it in this dimension. And, you know, you have to go to another place, another level of consciousness. And I think we're starting to see it, and your book really helps us. I know, Kimberly, there's so much we could talk about. I want to thank you for today.
Yeah. I think consciousness though is unlimited and it's endless, but I feel like we have to take responsibility for our own consciousness and not let outer consciousness, manipulate you. And I just want to say before we end is that, always remember to have a daily practice where I like to just say meditating every day, 5 minutes a day, even if you're saying, I am love, I am light, I am joy, I am peace. Keeping away the outer negative chatter is so important because we do live in a third dimensional world right now. And raising yourself up every day and saying these practices and the speech and keeping yourself centered in that fifth dimensional energy, because there's so many dimensions, like you said, but at least trying to stay in that fifth dimension is so important.
It is. Thank you so much for everything you're doing, Kimberly. Thank you so much for being here. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. One of the things I want to talk about, you know, we are absolutely, you know, thrilled. I really love what Kimberly was writing. And, you know, and here's what we're starting to see. We're starting to see it. You know, tonight at 4 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio, this is a show that Mark and I have been doing. It's called The Psychic and the Doc. Mark Anthony is the psychic lawyer. Many of you know him for his near-death experience and so forth. But tonight we're talking about something interesting. These are live call-in shows. It's the same 1-800-930-2819 number. And we do a combination of readings. Mark will do readings from those that are beyond, right? You know, that's what he does. And then I will do sort of my sense of what do you do with it now? How do you take it into the world? I picked a topic for tonight's show that is aligned with what Kimberly was saying in a way. It's a show, we're calling it Simone Biles, Mental Self-Care, Not Just for Gymnasts. And what I talk about is the twisties, head casing, mental block, bailing, and balking. These are terms in gymnastics. And what we're going to be talking about is, you know, what is it when we enter a realm where we are so decompartmentalized from our body and our mind? And, you know, when you heard her talk about her experience, you really get a sense that there is something that was going on that was separating her from what her potential is. And she made one of the smartest decisions. You know, we're not talking about a sport that when you're not completely there, you could do the sport and walk away from it. Even if you don't do it well, you can walk away from it without injury. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a woman that has created such a standard for gymnastics. The degree of difficulty is something that the judges don't even get. They don't even know how to score her. And when you are not in yourself and in the consciousness and totally connected, body, mind, and spirit, really all of that, when you're not in that place, that dimension of things. And I do believe that when Simone Biles is at her best, it is a fifth dimensional experience. And I was watching this last night. There were two things I was really struck by last night. One was, of course, watching the men's race where Dressler just was fantastic. I mean, the closeness of that. But after something like that, and you look into the eyes of somebody that has achieved that, you clearly see that there is a connection that is so beyond the water in the pool, the skin of the individual. You can see it. You can see it in his response and reaction, the emotional side of that. You could see his gratitude in that. And, you know, tonight we're going to open the door to talk to people about, are you in your world? And many, many are you post-COVID-19 having your own version of this? Now, there's something that Kimberly said that is so obvious to those of us sitting here that look at what it takes for our athletes in the United States of America and what happens to us here that's very different than other countries. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And let me give you an example. You've taken athletes that have such support systems here, that grow up with their parents, that these folks, family, friends, they go to every event. They're side by side with these people. You know, they are the backbone, the stronghold. And, you know, we're going to be talking about this tonight because we've all gone through this, you know, but it's playing out on the global international level. You know, you're looking at a group of people from the United States of America that are so used to having support systems, and there are none. And what I'm really struck by is even in the reaction of sports, your coaching team, the other athletes there, I'm just watching this and I'm seeing the difference between the energy of those support systems in the United States and, for example, Australia. Holy cow. You know, there's not a single swimming event that I've seen, just to take swimming, where there has been an entourage, hasn't been an entourage of people that just been so in support of their athletes. And I ask myself, why? So tonight we're going to explore this. We're going to explore, you know, did the United States Olympic team committee totally miss the boat? I mean, is this an epic fail on mental health and support? Is that what this is? Is that what we're seeing? You know, are we seeing something that could have been done differently? You know, perhaps a different set of coaches, perhaps people, you know, not just send them over to the recovery building and let them get massage. Those things are great. But did we miss the boat on providing them with emotional support that they perhaps need that maybe some of the other teams don't? And this to me is the, I call it seriously, the epitome of effect of COVID-19 in the United States of America. You know, we have been so isolated from each other during this. We're hungry for it. And what I'm really looking at, especially tonight, there's so many things I looked at that just don't make sense to me. I play a sport. Benny knows that, right, Benny? And I play a sport. And I know that in my sport, if I'm not doing well, I have to bring things to help me get back on track. And I have a number of them. I'm going to talk about them tonight. But do you all know that if you're going to look at Simone Biles, take a look at some of the other factors. Here's a few. This is Simone Biles that started to have, and it isn't just her, some of the other athletes, started to have this effect called the twisties. She had it in 2019. She had a little bit of it going into the Olympics. And then coming over to the Olympics, she had it again. And what this is something that you cannot compartmentalize. Are you making that twist or not? And for Simone Biles, it's dangerous. But here's what I was really struck by. All the signs were there. you know, the universe and the channeling, as you know, as Dr. Greta likes to call it, you know, the realm of beings, every bit of information was there to say to the United States gymnastics team, this may be an issue for you. So a couple of days ago, we find out that the way to fix the twisties has to do with a certain gym mat. And I ask myself, what is the real effect of what we've been through these past 18 months? Is it such that at some level, we're forgetting the basics of life? We're really unplugged to connecting the dots because we've been so focused. You know, we've been in such fear. And you can see it. You can really see it. But the fact that the United States gymnastic team, now this is as of yesterday what I read, did not bring that mat that could fix the twisties for Simone Biles. Guess it's a special mat. Guess it's a special tool. When I'm off playing my game, I have a special bat that helps me get back. Or we have special tools that helps us get back in life. There are things we do to help us get back, to fix our own version of the twisties. Because if we can't compartmentalize our lives, get up, go to work, make sure you're feeding the family, taking care of the kids. Maybe what you're doing is you have to make a deposit in the bank. We all have been through 18, 20 months of the twisties. But what are we doing to acknowledge it? And thanks to Simone Biles, we get to think about it. We get to see it play out on one of the grandest stages we have in the world. We're getting to see it play out. But what about us? Also, those responsible for the well-being of others. What about us? Are we forgetting to look in our toolkit? And in the most prestigious event in the world, some say, you don't bring the gymnastic mat. You don't buy one. You don't get one that she needs to help her get rid of that. How does that even happen? Well, I'm not a gymnast, and I certainly don't know the sport. But it's almost like if you know that's an issue, or maybe you're the swimming coach and you don't bring in a couple of extra caps for people, that's like just out of balance. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Maybe each of us has a bit of the twisties going on and we have to acknowledge it so we can do something about it. But how do we help us connect the dots between that which is so spiritual, especially in communication with, as Mark would say, with people that have crossed over, the dead, whatever that is? How do we take information that we're being given, just like Kimberly talked about it? How do we take that and use it in our lives today? Well, I'll tell you, I'm a little street smart, so there's never going to be anything that anybody could say to me to explain to me why the United States of America cannot afford a mat for the top gymnast in the world to help her fix her game. And like Kimberly said, you got to be all in. You got to be all in. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of those things that might have helped and may still help us all take pause. Short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Another version of the Dr. Pat Show. And again, tonight at 4 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio, The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me. It's a live call-in show. We're going to help with self-care. But thank you, Simone Biles, for talking about something that we are not talking about here, and that is mental self-care. Thank you for that. We'll see you all in a minute.
Music expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.